how? Why? How can people who are suffering under slavery, who are suffering under, you know, even after slavery was supposedly abolished, in great suffering, great discrimination, injustice, how can people be so joyful? What do you think?
That's a beautiful question. I think when you know great sorrow and great hardship, your ability and your capacity for joy is just as immense as the sorrow in your life. And I think what's really important to remember is that enslaved peoples had to create their own medicine. They had to create their own things that healed their hearts, that reminded them of whose they are, that reminded them of their own humanity. And for them, that was infusing their situation with hope and with joy. And one thing that I always remember and think about is that when people were stolen from their homelands and brought to North America, they weren't just in limbo, existing, waiting. They were living life, they were loving, they were, you know, getting married, they were having families, they were worshiping the gods and God in their own way. They were dancing, they were moving their bodies, they were having a full expression of a human life. And so that doesn't go anywhere. That gets, you know, that still exists. And there's a really amazing pastor that I met in New Orleans many years ago named Pastor Chris Sylvan. And he talks about the let go. And he talks of the let go as this underlying knowledge that enslaved Africans, that enslaved peoples understood that even in their suffering, there was something, there was a container, there was a presence that buoyed them. That no matter how hard things were, that there was something that they could surrender to and that brought them comfort and that they could put their burdens down with. And that let go is what we hear in music. It's what we connect to as human beings. When we hear gospel music, it's like, well, it's not our tradition, but why are we called to this music? One, because it's medicine, and because it has the let go. When you hear Aretha Franklin say, you know, R-E-S-P-C-T, well, she's connected to that let go, even though she's singing soul music. So I think the capacity to understand that there's surrender and that there's someone or something that is holding you allows space for joy, yeah, and celebration.
So true. Thank you. I want to draw you back to something that you said on Thursday night. Don was here with the choir and a bunch of us trying to teach us how, and somewhat succeeding, eh?
Yes.
Yeah, really.
I would say so.
On how we can sing gospel music with our whole selves. But one of the things that you said that I hadn't really thought about before was when African Americans gathered for worship in the tradition that they were given or imposed on them in churches, churches were segregated. They couldn't go into the churches that were already built. They built their own. And that created that container that you were just talking about, a place where people could be free to actually be themselves.
Yes.
And not have others control who they are, what they do.
Yeah, and think about it, when you have no control over your body, when someone's telling you when to get up, how long to work for, and the only place that you have solace and that you're allowed to be is in church, well, then you're gonna find ways to move your body and have autonomy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you could be free to cry, to weep. Mm-hmm. You could be free to dance and be who you are. And you were together. It was truly a sanctuary. Mm-hmm. And really, that's not that different from what we hope at our best a faith community or a church is for all of us. a place where we are actually free to be who we are, not worried about what we're wearing or how we look or what someone thinks of us, which sadly is what church can become, but a place where we can be free to be who we are and to love each other and remember that we belong to each other. We belong to each other. Mm-hmm. And that gives us joy, even in difficult times in our lives, in the world. Anything you want to add to that?
Amen.
Amen. So let's hear about where that joy comes from in our faith story. And Bev's going to read for us.
This morning's reading comes from the Psalm 34, verses 1 to 8. I will bless Yahweh always. Praise will continually be on my lips. My soul will boast about Yahweh. Let the oppressed hear it and be glad. Glorify Yahweh with me, and let us exalt God's name together. I sought Yahweh, who answered me and freed me from all my fears. Those who look to Yahweh are radiant, and their faces are never covered with shame. The poor called out. Yahweh heard and saved them from all their troubles. The angel of Yahweh encamps around those who revere God and rescues them. Taste and see how good Yahweh is. Happiness comes to those who take refuge in Yahweh. Amen. Amen.
So now we're going to sing a song that's popular in a part of Africa that some of our friends from our Congolese friends sometimes sing. So we're going to try and sing in Swahili as well as some English. We have sung it before. We'll start in it. We'll go to the next slide, please, Braden. And we're going to try and get that groove on. Let's stand up. Know that God is good. Know that God is good. God is good. God is good. Mungu ni mwema. Mungu ni mwema. Mungu ni mwema. Ni mwema. Ni mwema. Know that God is good. Know that God is good. Know that God is good, God is good, God is good. Mungu ni mwema, Mungu ni mwema, Mungu ni mwema, ni mwema, ni mwema. Know that God is good, know that God is good. Know that God is good, God is good, God is good. Ni mwema, Mungu ni mwema, Mungu ni mwema, ni mwema, ni mwema. I got you can sit down. I just need to admit, I got my signals crossed. I was supposed to put up my hand after we started the last time. Well, we see the picture here of someone enthralled in worship. Does she look sad? What do you think she's feeling? What was that? I heard whispers. How do you think she feels? We're just guessing. It's okay. Gratitude. Thank you. My ears are not as good as yours. Gratitude. Pain. Adoration. Adoration. Yeah, could be. Worry? Acceptance? Surrender? Huh. Sadness? Could be. It's actually hard to tell, isn't it? But you know she's feeling something, right? That's one of the gifts of this musical spiritual tradition, is that we don't have to hide how we feel, that we can be ourselves, and we can cry if we need to cry. And it's safe to do that. We can ask God, God, why? What is going on? We can say, okay, God, I don't know what to do. The surrender. I give it to you because I don't know what to do. God, I'm sad. I don't know what to say. God, I'm so thankful that no matter what happens in my life, you're always here. You're with me. All of those things and so much more can be in our souls, on our faces, in our bodies. And it's all good and even important for us to express in our music, in our prayer, in our life. So, let's hear where this tradition of lament comes from. The sadness part, the anguish, even the despair. Reading from the prophet Jeremiah. Listen to the weeping of my people all across the land. Isn't the Lord in Zion? Is her king no longer there? When did they anger me with their images, with pointless... Why then did they anger me with their images, their pointless foreign gods? The harvest is past, the summer has ended, yet we aren't saved. Because my people are crushed, I am crushed. Darkness and despair overwhelm me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then have my people not been restored to health? If only my head were a spring of water and my eyes a fountain of tears, I would weep day and night for the wounds of my people. Balm. Balm is medicine. Balm is relief. And Gilead is a place where there was very special medicine. And so we ask, is there no medicine for us? Is there no relief for us? And there comes an answer. Let's sing the answer.
There is a balm. There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. Sometimes I feel discouraged, and deep I feel the pain. But then the Holy Spirit revives my soul again. Let's sing.
I'd lay on my bedroom floor listening to Mahalia Jackson, and I was so mesmerized by her voice, and I felt like she was inviting me into some sort of secret club, I don't know, some secret space that made me feel, that just made me feel. And as a young person, I had never experienced those feelings. Now I can give them words and call it spirit or God or love, wonder, amazement. And so this song is